From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On the day after Barack Obama clinched the Democratic presidential nomination, his colleagues in the Senate were straining to pull their party together. Hillary Clinton's supporters on Capitol Hill moved more quickly than she has to acknowledge Obama's victory. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, they also argued for giving Clinton more time to come to terms with her defeat.
At the helm of the effort to mend fences among Democrats was Iowa Senator Tom Harkin. He had not declared his support as a superdelegate for either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama.
The nominee of our party is obviously Barack Obama, obviously. And now what we have to do is to work together. Obviously, we're going to be talking to other senators, even those senators who had supported Senator Clinton now. I mean, the nominee is clear. But again, we as senators really want to work very closely to try to make sure our party is unified.
This afternoon, Harkin and seven other Senate Democrats, most of whom remained neutral during the primary, issued a statement declaring that the Democratic nominee for president has now been chosen and that it's time for Democrats to unite to win in November. The group includes Colorado Senator Ken Salazar, whose state hosts the party's August convention. He said concern for Hillary Clinton's future also pulled the group together.
Because we are senators, we will be working with Senator Clinton on a continuing basis for a very long time. And so we can play, hopefully, a role of trying to not only unite the Democratic Party, but also make sure that Senator Clinton has her way of resolving this issue in her own way.
Last night, in a speech made in New York, Clinton did not acknowledge Obama's primary victory. Today, while speaking to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee here in Washington, she edged a little closer to recognizing who'd won the nomination battle.
I know Senator Obama understands what is at stake here. It has been an honor to contest these primaries with him. It is an honor to call him my friend, and let me be very clear. I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
Obama spoke today before the same audience and during a later stop at the Senate to vote on the budget. He confirmed reports that he and Clinton had run into each other backstage at the AIPAC conference.
I just spoke to her today, and you know, we're going to be having a conversation in the coming weeks. I'm very confident about how unified the Democratic Party is going to be to win in November.
Did she give any indication that she would concede today?
You know, it wasn't a detailed conversation. As I said, I'm very confident about how we're going to be able to bring this party together.
But some of Obama's supporters were less patient today for Clinton to concede. Here's Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill.
The right thing is to step up and say Barack Obama is going to be a terrific president, and we all have to get busy and make sure that not only that our heads are in it, but that our hearts are in it.
Other senators who've endorsed Clinton as superdelegates seemed reluctant to switch to Obama before she takes the lead in doing so. California's Dianne Feinstein said she spoke today with both Clinton and Obama, and while she decided to stay with Clinton for, quote, as long as she's in this, Feinstein was also realistic.
I think the verdict is cast in terms of the votes. I think both Senator Obama and Senator Clinton need some time. I think they're entitled to this time. I don't think there needs to be a rush for judgment. But it's very clear to me that Senator Obama will be the nominee of our party.
Still, a few senators remain undeclared superdelegates and would seem to be hedging their bets. Here's what Virginia's Jim Webb had to say when asked whom he's going to back.
We're sorting all that out.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.